It is September 30th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading videos series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The CFTC Market Risk Advisory Committee met on September 28th under the leadership of Commissioner Kristen N. Johnson for the first time. The CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham and Commissioner Christy Goldsmith-Romero were also present for the meeting, while Commissioners Summer N. Mersinger and Carolyn D. Pham sent pre-recorded messages to the meeting. You can watch the MRAC meeting with a link in today's newsletter on the CFTC's popular YouTube channel. Deutsche Börse's supervisory board extended the executive board mandate of Heike Eckert for 5 years until the end of June 2028. Eckert is responsible for the executive board division Human Resources and Compliance and IS Director of Labor Relations. She has been a member of the executive board since July 2020. Hurricane Ian, after ripping through southwest Florida and turning into a tropical storm, has turned into a Category 1 hurricane again and is threatening the coast of South Carolina, including the historic city of Charleston. The threat of flooding up and down the coast is life-threatening and not to be underestimated. The Florida Sun Sentinel has a story titled, "No Reason to Come, There's Nothing Here." Florida residents in shock after devastation left in Hurricane Ian's wake. And NPR has photos of what Florida looks like after Hurricane Ian. It is not pretty. Edward Gardini says the bond vigilantes are back versus UK Prime Minister Liz Truss. The New York Times has a podcast of the Ezra Klein Show about Ethereum's founder on what crypto can do and can't do. Vitaly Buterin explains digital currency's potential to transform our world. The new King Charles III coins in the UK will launch by Christmas with the new king facing right to left. Bloomberg reported the coins with Elizabeth II have her facing left to right. Evidently, it is a tradition to switch the orientation with each new monarch. David Gottesman, a protege of Warren Buffett, whom he credited with making him a Wall Street billionaire, has died at the age of 96. The New York Times reported, Gottesman was a low-key Wall Street power who founded the investment house First Manhattan. Here's a quote from the New York Times obituary that tells his story. Quote, "The only time a whale gets harpooned is when he surfaces," Mr. Gottesman said in an interview for this obituary at his firm's Park Avenue office in 2013. David Prosperi is looking to fill an account executive role for his team at Kemper Lesnick to focus primarily on its risk management and financial service clients. Sean Moore, OCC's Director of Strategic Sourcing, is looking to hire an Associate Principal, Strategic Sourcing. Patrick Young posted a story to LinkedIn titled, 40 Years Later, A Life Story. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is Tom Sexton, Grasp Your Opportunities. In this video from MarketsWiki Education's World of Opportunity event in Chicago, Tom Sexton, president and CEO of the National Futures Association, discusses what opportunities lie in the regulatory arena. Sexton asks that when you look at all the different areas of finance, think about regulation and how important it is not only the U.S. markets, but markets all around the world. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, don't spy on employees to ensure they're working, Microsoft says. Microsoft poll shows that managers aren't sure if employees are productive, but software giant advises against workplace surveillance. More than 2 years after remote work and hybrid jobs became widespread, there's still a stark divide over how it's going. About 85% of managers worry they can't tell if employees are getting enough done, while 87% of workers say their productivity is just fine. That was the finding of a survey on corporate attitudes by Microsoft Corp, the workplace software giant and owner of LinkedIn. Managers' fears about idle workers are creating what Microsoft Chief Executive Officer Satya Nadella calls productivity paranoia, with undesirable results like spying on employees. My comment, I've learned how to hack into my employees' cameras on their computers, but unfortunately those computers are the ones in storage. Here is a story from the New York Times. The headline, Hurricane Ian's toll is severe. Lack of insurance will make it worse. Most of the Florida homes in the path of Hurricane Ian lack flood insurance, posing a major challenge to rebuilding efforts, new data show. In the counties whose residents were told to evacuate, just 18.5% of homes have coverage through the National Flood Insurance Program, according to Milliman, an actuarial firm that works with the program. Within those counties, homes inside the government-designated floodplain, the area most exposed to flooding, 47.3% of homes have flood insurance, Milliman found. In areas outside the floodplain, many of which are still likely to have been damaged by rain or storm surge from Ian, only an estimated 9.4% of homes have flood coverage. My comment, my mom's mobile home in Sarasota, Florida is so old we can't get insurance for it. We normally get some water seepage from storms during the fall, so I have no idea what the damage to her trailer or park are yet, and any repairs will have to come out of pocket up to and including pulling out the trailer and disposing of it if it is totaled. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Bitcoin could double in price under CFTC regulation, Chairman Benham says, from CoinDesk. Second was the Incubex post on LinkedIn that said environmental markets on Nodal Exchange topped $1 billion in notional value yesterday. Third was the UK's crisis of confidence was years in the making, from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, consumer complaints about crypto on the rise amid crypto slump, data shows. Although reports received on crypto are still a small portion of complaints received by CFPB, the upward trend suggests concerns over consumer complaints could drive more scrutiny of the industry. Consumer complaints about cryptocurrency have surged during an increase in the market volatility over the past 2 years, hitting not only crypto trading platforms, but also traditional financial institutions such as J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and Wells Fargo & Company. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, prompted under a presidential order to increase efforts to monitor consumer complaints and to enforce unfair, deceptive, or abusive practice in cryptocurrency markets, received 2,734 confirmed cryptocurrency-related consumer complaints against digital asset-centric companies in its public database between January 1st, 2020 and August 26th, 2022, according to an analysis from Dynamic Securities Analytics, Inc., a Tampa, Florida-based compliance data firm. Of those, more than 1,800 came in the last calendar year alone. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, FINRA spells out penalties for anti-money laundering violations. For bigger companies, fines related to certain shortfalls come with no upper limit, Wall Street's self-regulator says. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Wall Street's self-regulator, has for the first time provided guidance to its member broker-dealers on the potential penalties it could impose for violating rules intended to prevent money laundering. The guidelines from FINRA announced Thursday could signify its plans to step up scrutiny of member firms' anti-money laundering efforts, observers said. And then finally, another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, metal prices rise as LME considers banning Russian supplies. Exchange looks at eliciting views on whether to add material to sanctioned oil and coal. Aluminum and nickel prices rose sharply on Thursday as traders fretted about supply shortages after the London Metal Exchange announced that it was considering banning new Russian metals from entering the market. The exchange is deciding whether to publish a discussion paper about how to deal with Russian material, according to its chief executive, Matthew Chamberlain. Market participants with knowledge of the plan said the paper would include the possibility of banning new Russian metal from entering the market. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.